Any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 450076 through 450105, 450107 through 450172.
Second.
Warrants 7004 through 7008. No journal entries or transfers.
Second for discussion.
We have a second for discussion.
Okay. Does it say 172 on there?
My motion included all the way through checks numbers 172. It left off the 106.
Yeah.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 450106.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for June 4th, 2018.
Move to approve previous meeting minutes dated June 4th, 2018.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Personal property add-on report for May of 2018.
Move to accept and enter into the record personal property add-on report for May 2018 as presented by the county clerk.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Do you want to talk about it?
No.
Okay. Sorry.
Letter of representation regarding the financial statement year-end, December 31st, 2017.
My understanding is that is something that you're required to sign. I don't think it takes a vote of the commission. Am I wrong? Am I thinking of something else?
Are we, by signing, are we accepting the audits?
He is.
Yeah. But
not, I think it's strictly the presiding commissioner, but I could be wrong. Like I said, I'd have to reread it. I don't remember what the and there are two signatures on there, one from presiding and one from, is it from the auditor? Yeah. This is presiding commissioner and county auditor represent as the accuracy of the financial statement. So that's not the commission. That's him.
Are you saying that any time only the presiding commissioner signs, we do not have to make it?
This is just saying that he says it's accurate. I'll reread it again real quick. I mean, we're not giving him permission to sell anything, do anything, buy anything, spend anything. This is just for him to... It requires the presiding commissioner and county auditor to represent as the accuracy of the financial statements that the county submitted to VKD for the analysis. Or maybe it's KPM or whoever the...
The accounting firm?
Yeah. Is Rick not in here?
He's on vacation.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so this isn't a... This is just saying that, yeah, what he turned over was accurate. Because I don't know what was turned over. I don't know if it was accurate or not.
Well, the people, it's like anything, the elected officials that turned it over are saying that they're turning over all the records to the county. We sign off on many things that we personally, right, the test we rely upon the other elected officials to.
My understanding, this is more of an administrative thing, not a, but again, if you guys want to vote on it, I don't.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure that's just one of his responsibilities.
Okay. And it just, I think it should be the minutes entered into the record that the commissioner is signing.
Yep.
On the.
I'll sign it.
Agreement that we've had the audit done. And
that's just signing that what he turned over is accurate. Has nothing to do with the agreement of anything being done.
If it's not been on the record, it does need to be on the record that we had the financial audit because we have to have.
That'll be on. I'm sure that'll be on the record. As far as that specific thing right there, all that says is the presiding commissioner attests to the accuracy of the information provided. Has nothing to do with what we did or didn't do in having something done.
Agreement for Mechanic Services, number 18-077, Road and Bridge.
Is there two separate agreements there?
There's, let's see.
Caterpillar and Murphy Tractor.
Yeah.
Fabian,
I was just going to say Fabian Caterpillar is primary, Murphy Tractor is secondary. So let's
move to approve the agreement binding between Taney County and Fabian Caterpillar of Springfield, Missouri.
Second for discussion.
We have a second for discussion.
Would we not need to add as the primary?
It's an agreement binding between the business and us, so it doesn't need to. No, you don't need to have that on there.
The agreement, when it was put forward, they did have primary in the language and in the discussion. Second.
Did you second?
Yes, sir.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion. Move to approve the agreement between Murphy Tractor and Taney County as secondary under file number 18-077RB.
Second. All you have to do is move to approve the agreement.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Engagement letter, Stewart Consulting Incorporated, 18-081CN. Mm-hmm. I have a letter from Mr. Elliott, June 7th, 2018.
Say anything in there as far as for the discount to be applied to make sure it's paid by check or ACH at the time?
It needs to be paid in that time limit in order to.
Right. I mean, yeah. Does that need to be stated or just it's part of the engagement letter? So.
Yeah. Did he not already so question about for us to look at the data? And it says that all things must be completed at that time, and he's using one person as responsible of seeing that done, and that includes like zip codes entered in, so every little thing must be done or else they'll charge for it. So someone has to be responsible that this all takes place. Do we need to have a secondary on there in the event that there's health issues and that one person has to be out when I say health issues due to the recent arrival of I think it'd be good to, and I was going to our treasurer will be on her way back tomorrow, she'll be back tomorrow from the hospital, and I think it'd be good that she be included in there to check to see that all at the time that it takes place.
Now she's mentioned on the...
She and several others are mentioned on the conversion card, but only the one person is it mentioned, the accounts payable clerk, as being communicated. It'd be nice if she'd be included in that.
You've got one as the account manager. I wonder if we can just add that in here and you know, just handwrite her name in there as well.
That would maybe work. I
would recommend that.
Because isn't this kind of a time is of the essence?
Yes, it expires on Wednesday.
30.
No, Wednesday.
So on page 2 and anywhere else, what they're naming Don V as is his accounting manager for contact type under upgrade team. So you just wanted to state to add the treasurer as well.
She or Joanne are both knowledgeable in that program.
Now, Joe is also mentioned in there under the upgrade team portion of it.
He is who said that on all of those parties that he would, if those aren't named, then he can put the system on their computer, and that's where he comes in. But he doesn't have anything to do with, you know,
knowing all the other.
Yeah.
So that's
and
what I'm asking.
The treasurer does.
How do you want me to... I said they're not going to have any problems with it. We just need to add her name to the... You want her name specifically or you just want title of it?
Be the treasurer or whatever.
So we're going to add... treasurer along with...
They didn't name the position, did they? Did they name the individual?
They did contact name.
Yeah.
I'd probably put Melanie's name.
Just put Melanie?
Yeah.
You guys want to do it? Because you probably have better handwriting. So I just added under county manager, it says Don Ballou, I added and Melanie Smith. And her email address and phone number can be added.